the chant first, you can see raise her hand. Okay, let's ask from her on. Can you tell the members of the group where are they from?
Hello? Remember, the most important, I agree with it. Because anyone can do anything well without experience and training. That's
okay.
Why I think.
So the first one is people are the most important resources, right?
Yes.
You agree?
That's why I described the 10 people, my 10 people, to achieve development and development and human resources. This is my 10 paper, which I've already given to get my diploma DBS course at Yangon University in 2005. And the human resources related to tourism, really. Because hospitality is most important in tourism. That's why we need to develop a tourism human resources. We need to develop human resources. And second is the future of HRG cooperation project between China and Myanmar should be change the culture.
Exchange the culture. Wow, so good on. Wow. You mean sharing and exchange cultural values.
To attend the HR courses between the two countries.
You mean bring some students from Thailand to work to learn culture from Myanmar? And then bring students from Myanmar to learn culture in Thailand, right? Student exchange. Okay, thank you. Very good. We now have one project between exchanging students between Thailand and Myanmar on culture. Okay, second group, please. Okay. Please, you have 2 minutes only. Please.
Thank you. On the behalf of the Ministry of Culture, we are blue in the presentation.
Are you Ministry of Culture?
Yes.
Okay. Last table was academics, right? Most of you academics?
I am academic and also tourism because I am a professor of Myanmar Department of Yangon University and I also got tourism.
Okay, thank you.
Tourism
so
department.
That paper is academic and you now Ministry of Culture. Okay. So first question, what 3 things you learn about human capital that important for tourism sector in Myanmar? First?
Yes. Before I answer the question, I would like to appreciate what you are just very brief. Because you have a very much enforcement, encourage and to carry out the foundation for us citizens.
Okay, the first is to enhance your
it is not my question concept. It is about prestige for your speech lecturing. So in that your workshop for the question 1 and we have for the tourism sector, we must intervention. The main intervention is that we have changed the two situations. In the earlier stage, we are very much stay close in the society. Now we have intervened to the war, so-called globalization. So for the Myanmar tourism sector, it may be failure or defeat. You must intervene what the international organization. So now we are the task to protect this type of condition, this type of fantastic, like in this workshop. It's only simple thing, intervention, proceed. This is the fact we have. Two people, not only our generation, but also the people. So, second one is the fourth cancer people. So, okay, every cancer people, they are respected education and ideology. But here is that we have some of the situation, something upside down. So we need to be reformed some of the capacity building. Not only the bottom one, but also the top one. Top one, okay. All the change. Because it was very much harmonized with the government. Governance sector.
Cabinet.
Governance sector. Because we need to be some of the good governance for in the future. Not only that one, but in the future sustain. So this is to be the capacity building, I mean that one.
Okay.
And third one is for the cultural tourism, to be achieve the human capital, we have to be cultural resource management better or system. This is our understanding between the 10% to be brainstorming for the workshop.
Okay, thank you. You know, if I can explain one thing that emerged from this group is that before, tourism sector is not part of globalization. So you still have a lot of things that you have to do, but now with opening up of Myanmar, you have to expand tourism sector, then the knowledge and the capacity building that you need to enhance among the Myanmar tourism people have to be increased. Okay, so the knowledge and the expansion of human capital have to expand. You use the word intervention. Intervention means the people in the top must invest in quality of human capital in order to meet the demand into the future. Okay, so that is very important. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, come next, please. See? Some of the ideas very good. Okay, next, please.
Thank you. I would like to discuss your mentee feel and things to learn from our group. And the first of all is that I think that the cultural tourism is very important in development of the tourism of any country. So first of all, we need to build our own culture whereby we protect our own citizens. This is a very important thing. Only then we can preserve our culture. This is the first thing. And the second thing is that our country is the scale level is going on average. And so all of the tourist people and participants should be improve our scale level to enhance our tourism development. The third thing is because we need the education program to be improved. Because only then we can be at the end of 2012, we can go back to the tourism bachelor degree. So this is the very important thing. In your country, there is a tourism university, and then also you have the so many tourism interpreter. So this is the very important thing. And then the three projects. Regarding the three projects, I think first of all, our country should cooperate with your tourism in marketing. Because
marketing, yes.
Marketing. So we need to cooperate in market research.
Because
same foreigner business in two countries, in Myanmar and to Thailand. So this is the important thing, I think. And then the second thing is, ICP, global gate, the mobile global gate between EMA and Thailand. So this is the the second project. And the last thing, like the other group mentioned, I think exchange program is important because the man professor, man student is important. Only then we can coordinate and cooperate between the man countries. So this is our
moment.
Thank you.
เขาเขียนไว้หรือเปล่า
You see, two years from now, your group, this group will be very good because first we need to speak English, right? And all of you also haven't been in the international conference for so long, you are brave to speak English. Although for me, I have to try to understand as much as I can, but it shows your courage. A project like this in Thailand, most Thai will not have the courage to speak English. And your point, I think, is that exchanging students and teachers should be continued. And second, instead of only growth in tourism, you want preservation of culture, where it's important, okay? Thank you very much, please.
Actually, my field of study is in tourism, I'm not a practicant in tourism, you know. I'm a professor of archaeology.
Archaeology?
Yeah, from University of Vietnam. And in this occasion,
Archaeology is very important subject.
And we are going to learn about
Yeah. Tenía esta llave y
para mí me va a preguntar si
China.
Now the problem is Ministry of Education everywhere Ministry of Culture and Arts and Archaeology. principal from the Israel Archaeology. I would like to ask three questions. So you teach about the cultural history. What do you learn about tourism sector?
Yes.
Ask the question. So I would like to know about how to present the cultural intangible cultural. I work with a lot in the Yogyakarta, I've been there. So I've been there, very good protecting and intensive culture. So how to grow this in Yogyakarta and what to learn from the culture. Another one, how to learn to intensive culture program. For example,
Okay, I understand.
แล้วก็ไอ้ที่เขียนว่าแอนตัวเล็ก
มาดามเวย์วันทู
แอน
increase
the human capital at university level.
Okay. And also to increase the human capital at university level. Because it was assigned by government to prepare human capital for tourism sector in the future. But because of her husband in charge of culture, okay, so this morning we combined culture and human capital together. And then we discovered that in education there are so many areas like technical, vocational, like exchanging experts to come to Thailand, okay? So I like to say that this morning session, first the quality of ideas in this room is very good. And second, you are very courageous of speaking English. And you know, if you practice English, that is for another 1 year. Myanmar will control ASEAN, you see. Because ASEAN people in the some other country like Malaysia or not so sure about Malaysia, like Indonesia or Thailand, our English not as good as you. A seminar like this, many of them will go to use Samai Silent Sleep. They don't like to speak out. You see? And for you, who has been away from seminar, global seminar for so long, each of you has courage to speak even younger, professor. That's a very encouraging sign. So I want to thank all of you, and I want to keep all your presentation into the final conclusion on Wednesday.
Anybody from Thailand want to say anything? Right. Okay. So I want to thank all of you and then come back for the
after the session. Thank you very much.
ยังมีใครจะนั่งอยู่ตรงนี้ไหม
เดี๋ยวเราก็ไปทาน
ยานออกไปดีกว่า
ไปดีกว่า
เดี๋ยวเสี่ยง